And so saints, as I mentioned to you before, this Bible study is going to be a personal testimony tonight, infused with some scripture. It was my wife and I's 18th wedding anniversary on Tuesday last week. And close to the end of the day, she told me something. She said, today was our anniversary. Just about everything that happened today happened for somebody else. And the reason why she said that was because she had gotten up early in the morning with me because I wasn't feeling well. And I hadn't been feeling well for the last few days. And so we went out looking for an urgent care that was open at 5 in the morning, which is pretty early for somebody who doesn't normally get up at that time of the morning. And, we didn't find one right then, but, she had already told me that, it wasn't going to be a good idea for me to go to work that day because I hadn't been feeling well. I need to stay home. I usually don't listen to her when she says these things. I generally get up and go ahead and go to work anyway. But this time I did listen to her and I stayed at home, and I'm glad I did that. And so, again, for just in case you tune in later, our focus scripture tonight is coming from the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. It reads, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." So, then we're going to go into our first study topic tonight, and that's when God blesses you. And, when I heard my wife, say what she said, I was really disappointed about that because I know generally, especially when you over the marriage ministry and you part of the teaching ministry that helps people celebrate marriage. Difficult sometimes when things don't go the way you want them to go, especially on your wedding anniversary. But I had to remind her that God didn't have to leave either of us here to celebrate our 18 years of marriage. I understand that she was disappointed, but there are lots of people that started in the pandemic that aren't here right now. And so I'm glad that God has left us here to be able to celebrate our wedding vows. And of course, I did tell her that I would take her out to someplace really special to make up for. And even though I had to work the next couple of nights late, it would be worth the wait. And so I got an opportunity to keep my promise on Saturday night. We went out and had a nice dinner and got to sit and listen to a live band for a little bit before we came home to prepare for church the next morning. And it's just amazing how God works in the things that he does and the things that he allows us to do. And I know that you're probably wondering why I'm going through all this process and telling you all of this, but the word says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 22, it reads that he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Most of the time, when you hear that scripture, you just hear the first part of it: "He who finds a wife finds a good thing." Now, generally mention the other half of it about obtaining favor from the Lord, but it's a good thing when you find a wife and you obtain favor from the Lord, because that way you have opportunity not only to, because when God made Adam, I already told Adam it wasn't good for him to be alone; he was going to make a helpmate for him, and so when a man finds a wife, that's what he finds, a helpmate. And so you have opportunity to, once that union is made and, and you tie that threefold cord is tied together between you, your wife, and God, then you have an opportunity to gain God's favor. And that's a beautiful thing. Just looking at her and some of the things she does and how she handles our children and how she handles our grandchildren, that is something that you can't buy. And you certainly can't wish your way upon it. That's work. And I appreciate that she does that for us. And then I said, and the other part about obtaining favor from the Lord is, I don't know about you all, but I need God's favor. And the reason why I was thankful my wife made me stay home and go to the doctor that day was, my issue that I had going on is I don't know whether I had gotten into something outside or what it was, but I had started to develop this this rash all over my legs and my arms and my hands. And, I had just gone to my primary care physician on the previous Friday, and all he told me to do was set up an appointment with a dermatologist, and I tried to do that, but they didn't have any openings for 3 weeks. So hence we were, looking for the urgent care clinic on our anniversary. And so with that, in the meantime, the rash had got to become rather uncomfortable because it was beginning to itch. And so it was a blessing from God that she told me not to go to work, because I don't think I would have been able to stay there all day. And then God, in his mercy, his and how he takes care of us, allowed me to finally find an urgent care, and they gave me some prescriptions and sent me home. And the best part about it is, the issue I had wasn't contagious and it wasn't life-threatening. So, I appreciate God answering my prayers that that situation will be worked out and taken care of. And so when then God answers your prayers, you find yourself in a situation where you need to have attitude of gratitude. And Psalm, the book of Psalm, chapter 9, verse 11 reads, I will praise you, or 9, verse 1, I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. When God blesses you, saints, it's your job to let someone else know, because you never know how your testimony might be the very thing that is needed to save somebody else. And in Romans chapter 10, verses 14 through 17, it reads, how then should they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how should they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And people don't get to hear the word of God. How would they develop the faith necessary to believe in him? And so even before the week of our anniversary, God was still blessing. I pulled up to the Whataburger to buy breakfast. And when I pulled up to the window to pay for breakfast, the cashier said, don't worry about it. The person in front of you has already paid for you. And so, this is, again, another blessing from God. And I believe that, when you have a relationship with him and you work to become a true disciple and follow him and be obedient, blessings will come your way. And then I have been having some trouble with my vehicle, with my trucking. These things happen, and I seem to be spending a lot of money on it of late, but I took it back to the shop because the issue that I had taken it in for about 2 weeks before was happening again. So, and again, this is a side note, that's something else my wife had to help me with on our anniversary, because I can't drive two vehicles at once. So I got ready to take it to the shop. I had to ask her to help me take it up there and drop it off. But anyway, when I called that afternoon to pick up my truck, my mechanic told me, he said, because I was sitting there, and I said, okay, well, here comes another bill I'm going to have to deal with. And he said, no, he said, I got this one. I said, I feel sorry for you because you've been spending a lot of money here lately. And that was a $315 repair 2 weeks prior. And God allowed me to receive the same repair again without pay. My mechanic and his thought process told me he was feeling sorry for me. But I know that that was God's favor working on my behalf. And so I ask you, saints, please be mindful of the scripture in Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. which reads, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all the nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. So, saints, I come asking you tonight, if you're not a consistent tither, you know, if you're not handling God's money the way it ought to be handled, ask God to help you get this right. You know, because I can look back over my years and times and tell the difference in my finances from the time when I wasn't tithing as I should, and to now, where by the grace of God, it just comes natural. You know, these are the type of blessings you don't want to miss out on because we're not being obedient to God's word. Because all that we have, you know, belongs to God. And when we acknowledge that and give him back the portion that he's asking for, asking us to give, then our lives in certain areas will be much easier. And so, you know, as you're going along the road and you're going along your way, God allows you to go throughout your days and your ways, and we do what it is we do. You know, when God blesses us, it's important that we become a blessing to someone else. And so, in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 8 through 11, the scriptures read that God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. And again, saints, you know, once God blesses us, we should become a blessing to someone else. You know, and the scripture says that, you know, we always have sufficiency in all things. But do we actually believe that? Sometimes, you know, we find ourselves looking at our situations. You know, all we see is lack. But I submit to you this evening that the reason that is because we find ourselves looking at our situation from a deficit lens and not with the lens of abundance that God has blessed us with. And then in verse 10, it says that God provides seed for the sower and bread for food, and that he will multiply the seed that we have sown. You know, and so when you look at that, you wonder, you know, what seed have we sown? In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 35 through 40, the answer is found about what seed should we sow. The scriptures reads, for I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? Or when did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. And these are the seeds that we should be sowing, saints. This is how we move from useless salt that has no flavor to performing and doing things that bless others by feeding people, by watering their spirits with the living water of the Word of God, by blessing them from our abundance of what we have, and visiting them where no one else will come. No, Reverend Price asked that question the other day. She says, you know, it's real interesting. You know, when you have a birthday and nobody calls to wish you happy birthday, nobody comes by, and nobody does anything. And you wonder where all of the people who are supposed to be concerned about you are when something like that happens. And so we don't want to find ourselves, you know, in a situation where we ignore people like that. It is our responsibility as followers of God to show his love to everyone that we see. And periodically, that's going to mean some people that we don't know. Periodically, that's going to mean some people that we do know that we don't always get along with. But still, we are supposed to show them love. And then when we show them that love, and when we're, you know, we know that they're hungry and we feed them, we know when they need a place to stay, we take them in, we give them a place to stay. We know that they need clothes, and we try to help them get clothing. Whatever it is that is they need that we can provide for them, we do. And we do these things, and we have to be mindful and make sure we're not doing it for the glory of ourselves, but to the glory of God, so that he will get the glory. When we do those things, then we consider ourselves to be a blessing to someone else. Because as the scripture said, as you did it to the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. And so, saints, that concludes our Bible study tonight.
Thank you for listening to an online Bible study from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church of Houston, Texas. Online Bible studies are presented each Friday evening at 7 o'clock p.m., Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m., and Monday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. All times are Central Time Zone. Visit pilgrimbranch.org and click on the Bible study link for more information on how to join the Bible studies live or access the Bible study archive to download a previous lesson. Browse the entire website to learn more about Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."